اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we're going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i. You know, the Egyptian reciter who was born in the village Sha'sha in 1890, and he memorized the Noble Quran under the care of his father, Sheikh Mahmud Ibrahim Sha'sha'i, at the age of 10. What made him famous was his recitation on the eve of birth anniversary of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, next to three famous reciters, Muhammad Rif'at, Ahmad Nada, and Ali Mahmud. He entered Egyptian radio officially in 1961, and he passed away in 1962 at the age of 70. May Allah bless him. Now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Fatir, verses 10 to 11, recited by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. Whosoever desires honor, power, and glory, then to Allah belong all honor, power, and glory. To him ascend the goodly words, and the righteous deeds exalted. But those who plot evils, theirs will be severe punishment, and their plotting will perish. And Allah did create you from dust, then from discharged fluid, then he made you pairs. And no female conceives or gives birth but with his knowledge. And no aged man is granted a length of life, nor is a part cut off from his life, but is in a book. Surely that is easy for Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم
ومكر أولئك هو يبور والله خلقكم
Dear audience, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Fatir, verses 10 to 11, recited by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i, he is extremely skilled and adept at conveying the meanings of the verses of the Quran. Okay? And he does this by the stresses that he places on certain words. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the beginning, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. He places the stress جَمِيعًا. He wants to show that عِزَّة means might, okay?
Mm-hmm.
عِزَّة means glory and power or might. It all belongs to God.
It all belongs
entirely
to God.
Mm-hmm. So he places the stress on جَمِيعًا.
As you put a stress on all.
Yes, as if he wants to say it's only for Allah. Glory, might, and power is only for Allah. Whoever wants power and glory, they have to seek it in Allah, in God. And for example, the next verse, or actually let's talk about this verse first. إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. This is, he recites in Maqam Nahawand. The previous one was Bayati, this is Nahawand. Or actually the previous one, I'm not sure if it was Bayati or Rust, because there are certain similarities between Rust and Bayati in certain notes of these two maqams that you really can't tell if it's Rust or Bayati. But I think it was, maybe it was Bayati. And then he changes the maqam to Nahawand until the end of his recitation. And verse 11, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِّن نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ. On the ثُمَّ he places the stress, because they're like a new sentence.
Stage.
Yeah, a new stage, or it's another clause. And he wants to separate the clauses, okay? Or the phrases, even if it's not a clause. And then he stops on نطفة. He wants to show the importance of نطفة, because we're all created from sperm, a sperm drop,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And he wants to show this, that we are like this. Our ancestor, Prophet Adam, he was made from تراب, from dust, from clay. But we are made from the sperm drop. And He is very, in short, he's really good at conveying the meaning in every possible way. For example, through his voice, through the maqamat that he uses, through the intonation of his voice, through the emphases that he lays on certain words, and so on and so forth. And his tajweed is very good. Yes. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Shasha has very good tajweed. Man kana, we have ikhfa of Nun Sakina here. And you have to approximate the letter kaf.
We can
kaf.
Put the tongue, actually.
We could put the tongue, or you could approximate. You have two options. If you say mankana,
this is approximation.
Mankana is one way, which is approximation. And if you say mankana, you have placed the tongue, the back of the tongue,
in the place of articulation,
of kaf.
Then make a nasal sound.
Then you have to make a nasal sound. Actually, at the same time,
You
have to make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. As much as two vowel counts, the duration of two vowel counts. So it would be like this. Man kana. You hold the ikhfa for two counts. Yuridu al-izza. The ra has tarqiq.
Because it has a kasra.
Because of the kasra. And he's reciting in the riwayah of Warsh on Nafir. Even Warsh pronounces this ra with kasra. Every time the ra is a kasra, you have to pronounce it with tarqiq in all riwayat. It doesn't make a difference. It's impossible to pronounce a ra with kasra or ya'ul mad with tafkhim. But it is possible to pronounce a ra with a fatha or dhamma with tarqiq in warsh especially. Now let's go on and talk about the tajweed points in verse 11.
Good idea.
We have many rules of Nun Sakina. Min turab, this is ikhfa. Turabin thumma, this is another ikhfa. Min nutufah.
Here we have
idgham of Nun Sakina.
Ma'al ghunna.
Nutufatin thumma.
Now ikhfa.
Then what else do we have? Min untha, which is minuntha in warsh. And this is ilhar. Then we have wala yunqasu, another ikhfa. Of course, before that we had mim mu'ammarin, which is idgham of nun sakina into mim, which is ma'al ghunna, and also mu'ammarin wala. This is another idgham.
Yes, idgham ma'al ghunna.
Ma'al ghunna.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق ولا